Simon & Schuster Audio presents Kingdom of Play, what ball-bouncing octopuses, belly-flopping monkeys, and mud-sliding elephants reveal about life itself. By David Toomey. Read by Jacques Roy. Introduction. In the winter of 2020-21, many of us were anxious, lost, and alone. We were talking to screens and tired of talking to screens. It was difficult to imagine a future that would be anything other than a long succession of days. But one morning in January, the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C. posted videos from its panda cams. 5 inches of snow had fallen overnight, and the zoo's two adult giant pandas, Mei Jiang and Tian Tian, were playing in it, rolling, somersaulting, and sliding slowly down a long, curving slope. The video was shared widely. Friends sent it to friends, grandchildren to grandparents, dog lovers to cat lovers. Many who watched it set aside the hardships of that terrible year and, for a moment, felt a surge of happiness. The panda's play came as a reassurance, a reminder not of mere normalcy, and there was much talk that year of a return to normalcy, but welcome evidence that, for all its woes, the world still held a place for exuberance, even joy. As to their manner of play, most particularly one panda sliding on his back head first, it was a willing surrender to gravity and momentum, a trust that all would be well in the end. In that way, it was even an act of faith when we needed most to see one. Animals at play inspire wonder, delight, and even awe. Yet until recently, scientists have given animal play little attention. It's a curious oversight. Play in humans, especially human children, has been a subfield of psychology for more than a century. Other human behaviors, mating, grooming, and caring for young, for instance, have been illuminated by research about the same or similar behaviors in other species. We might expect that library shelves would be creaking under the weight of books, doctoral theses, and journal articles describing and theorizing about animal play. But they aren't. By comparison to other kinds of animal behavior, the number of studies on animal play is meager. There is no journal of animal play, no handbook or encyclopedia of animal play, no institute of animal play, and no college or university with an academic department dedicated to its study. And in more than 120 years, only 5 books have treated the topic exclusively. Why has this subject been so neglected? Likely for several reasons. For one, play is hard to define.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?